the biggest part of differentiating your brand in your industry among everyone else who sells what you sell is providing a transformative experience for your customer. They can't just get a product from you, because what's to separate you from somebody else who sells that product? They have to get some kind of experience from you.
Welcome to Thrive by Design, the podcast for ambitious, independent jewelry brands looking to profit from their products. Get ready to make more and sell more doing what you love without spending every single waking minute doing it. Hey, and if you're a creative, fashion, or product-based business, I want to welcome you to the show. I'll be dropping big tips on launching, growing, and scaling your business so you can spend more of your precious time using your creativity to make money. You ready? All right, let's do this. Welcome to the Thrive by Design podcast, episode 206. Hey there, it's Tracy Matthews, Chief Visionary Officer over at Flourish and Thrive Academy and Creatives Rule the World. I hope you're following me over at Creatives Rule the World right now and you've downloaded our visionary code, because all of you visionaries out there who are trying to rock your business and scale, I got some good feedback for you, especially when it comes to protecting your creative energy, which is the thing that makes you money in business. You can find me over at creativesruletheworld.com and also on Instagram at creativesruletheworld. In fact, make sure that you're following us on all of our profiles over on Instagram at flourish_thrive and at Tracy Matthews NY. And you can also give Robin a little love over at Red Boot Gal. Anyway, I am super pumped for today's show. I'm doing something very unusual today. I had one of our SOS coaches, Darian Chavez of DNC Copywriting, on the show today to talk about. Actually, she was on a Facebook Live show a couple of weeks ago. And I had, by the time this goes live, it will be a couple of weeks ago, but it was just a few days ago as I'm recording this. And we had a Facebook Live all about transforming your homepage, messaging, imagery, and copy to actually increase your conversions and make more sales. And I was really excited about this episode and I loved it so much that I wanted to repurpose it for the podcast in case you didn't see it on the show. But in this episode, Darian's going to give you 4 really solid, actionable tips that you can do to change your messaging, to get your customers engaged with your brand, to make your customers the center of your story, because this is the most important thing, and to get people moving to the next step, which is actually shopping and buying from you. Hello. So that's the deal. Today's episode is great. So make sure that you dive in. I'm going to have, if you want to give some love to Darian, we'll have links in the show notes of everywhere that you can find her, et cetera. But this episode is one that you don't want to miss. And the thing that I love about having our coaches and partners on the show is that, you know, Darian has been coaching for us for many, many years. She started doing just a couple of trainings in our Diamond Insiders community. And then I ended up hiring her as one of our copy coaches over for our SOS coaching program. I think the reason why I really loved working with Darian so much is because she specializes in products. She's someone like, you don't find a lot of copywriters who specialize in products. A lot of times they're writing funnels for service-based companies, similar to Flourish and Thrive Academy. And copy for products is very different. And it's a very unique positioning to what you do to get, like, sort of capture a customer's attention and get them focused. And so Darian has been an invaluable asset amongst the 20 coaches that we have in our SOS coaching program. And I wanted to just mention that because we have a couple spots open for SOS and we want to get you in so that you are prepared for your holiday sales season. Because before you know it, we're in the middle of June right now. August is going to be here. Before you know it, the shows are going to be here and the holiday sales season is going to kick off in September. And we want to make sure that you're prepared and ready to roll by the time October, November, and December comes around, so that you're building your email list, so that you have a captive audience that wants to buy everything that you're dropping at this coming holiday season, so that you're really scaling your sales and your business. And next week, I have a really awesome guest on the show as well. His name's Austin Bronner, and he is going to talk a little bit more about customer lifetime value. And that conversation really connects deeply and awesomely with this show today, because we're going to be diving deep into getting more conversions from your homepage. And next week, we're going to be talking about adding value and getting more sales from the people who already know, like, and trust you. And I just wanted to, like, give both of these people a hug after, because it's just a really amazing quality info that they're sharing on the show today. So if you're interested in learning more about our SOS program, this program is for established designers who are ready to really master the art of digital marketing and turn everything that you're doing online and off into sales. We are going to cover in-depth email marketing strategies that are going to get people buying from you online. And this is perfect with people who already have a strong business, who are trying to really build that solid e-commerce platform. So if you have a robust wholesale business, or you have a robust in-person direct-to-consumer business, you're doing a lot of shows on the weekends, and you're making consistent sales, but you're tired of the rat race and you want to diversify your revenue streams and bring more sales into your company, I would love to invite you to apply to SOS. This is a one-on-one program with a group coaching hybrid involved too. So you get access to me and our team of coaches to dig deep into your business, plus our proven system that is going to help you start generating more leads and sales and increase your revenue, just like the hundreds of designers that we've already helped in the program. And I'd love to invite you to join. So head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/strategy to apply for SOS and book a strategy call with our customer success expert, Natasha. We have a limited number of these sessions available, and we are really protective of this culture and community. And it's not open to just anyone who can afford to invest in it. It's really for people who are ready to take action, who want to get results right away, and are willing to do the work that is going to start adding a really strong, robust e-commerce revenue stream to their business, upwards of 10K or more a month right away, if you're doing the work and delving in. Obviously, that depends on your price point, because people selling fine jewelry, making $10,000 a month, can come really quickly. But those of you doing lower price point takes a little bit more strategy. Ultimately, what we're trying to do is to meet you where you are in business to help you scale and grow your business so that you're making a lot more money this year. And you're getting a huge ROI on your investment in your ad spend and in your coaching and everything else that you do. So head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/strategy to book your strategy session today. All right, let's dive into today's episode with Darian. As I mentioned, Darian is an epic copywriter. She and her husband, Julio, have a brand called DNC Copywriting. They specialize in copywriting for product-based businesses. So we are going to have tons of insights. Darian has been such a valuable asset to our community in the bigger scale, and I'm really excited to invite her in to chat a little bit about using her homepage to make more sales. You literally have 30 seconds to make an impression when someone lands on your website. Did you know that? The number one thing that gets people to kind of bounce, if you don't know what bouncing means, I'm going to explain that in a minute, from your website, from the get-go, is what they see when they land there. So if your website's janky, it's not designed in the right way, and people don't know who you're for, you're going to lose people, lose those customers, and eventually or ultimately lose sales. I'm Tracy Matthews, Chief Visionary Officer over at Flourish and Thrive Academy. I'm here today with Darian Chavez of DNC Copy, and I'm excited to have Darian on the show today because she is one of our SOS coaches. She is here to rock it out with me to talk about how to transform your homepage to make more sales.
Hi.
Darian, thanks for being with me today.
Absolutely. This is one of my favorite topics to talk about, and it comes up a lot in SOS and Flourish and Thrive. So I'm really happy to kind of set something straight and help talk about it.
Let's do this. So I want to start just because changing the copy on your website and incorporating that with like the right kind of design to move people through the process and flow of the sale, it can be really, really powerful in growing your conversion rate and growing your sales in general. And also like being able to capture that traffic that lands on your site. And so proofing in point, we had some students who went through our SOS program last year, Gina and Jared Rushton. They already had a successful business. They were doing well, but they were trying to recover from an Etsy fluke, and they knew that they needed more changes to their site because most of their sales were coming from their online platforms and Etsy, not necessarily their website. And when you would land on their website, it was very confusing about what they did. They had pictures of brides in front of the Golden Gate Bridge that were really beautifully photographed. And so I'm like, maybe this is a wedding photography site. Or they had another one that was this big cozy blanket. And I was like, maybe this is a blanket company. Because the focus, number one, wasn't on their jewelry. And there was zero copy really like identifying who their brand was really for. And so they went through, during SOS, they went through this brand evolution. They evolved not only the imagery and the way that the focal point of the images on the website, but they completely revamped the copy to talk specifically to their dream customers. And within a week of launching their new site, they made $6,000 in custom jewelry sales. And so it doesn't really matter what kind of business model you have, because if you are selling wholesale, your website really is your number one tool to like prove, it's like your business postcard, right? Or business card, or your virtual business card, I think is what I'm trying to say. Is that what I'm trying to say? Yeah. Virtual business card. And it's going to kind of tell people like what you're all about. It's also going to share the story of your brand if you do it in the right way. And if you're selling direct to consumer and you actually have an e-commerce site or some sort of hybrid of the two, it's your way of really connecting with your customers and converting them in, or connecting with your prospects and converting them into customers ultimately. So Darian, I'm going to let you, I know you have a bunch of talking points that you want to kind of walk us through today about transforming your website. First and foremost, you're in Hawaii and it's 6:30 a.m. as we're talking. Yeah. So thank you for getting up at the clock of dawn and drinking coffee with us this morning, right before lunch.
Right.
I love it. So let's dive into this. Give us an overview of like why this is so important.
Okay. So again, this comes up a lot in SOS and Flourish and Thrive. Pretty much in every person I talk to who has a business struggles with brand differentiation. And the biggest part of differentiating your brand in your industry among everyone else who sells what you sell is providing a transformative experience for your customer. They can't just get a product from you, because what's to separate you from somebody else who sells that product? They have to get some kind of experience from you. So we tend to provide that in a more transformative way in copy by explaining to them, not just the products that you get, because just like you explained, if they come to your website and you don't mention jewelry anywhere, how are they going to know that you sell jewelry? Yeah. You need to say it right there. And some people, it seems like an obvious thing when you say it out loud, but some people do forget and they think like, well, I built this website. I built this business. To me, it's obvious. So it's going to be clear to whoever stumbles upon my site that that's what I sell, but it's not. You do have to say things outright to make sure your message comes across.
I would say especially if you're using stylized imagery, because that was stylized imagery works really well because it can really paint the picture of who your dream client is. But if you don't do it right and the focal point isn't the jewelry, it can actually work against you because it can cause confusion.
Yes, exactly. And this can sometimes be the confusion when we're trying to differentiate a brand as well. So for example, if you sell wedding jewelry, you want to incorporate a lot of different wedding elements in there, just like you were talking about. So you want the dress, you want the bouquet, you want the venue, all of that. But you still need to do that lightly and make sure you're focusing in on the jewelry itself and making it really, really clear. But more than that, in the copy, we want to provide that transformative experience. So what do I mean by that? I like to use a few different examples here. And we have a lot of like healing gemstone jewelry makers in SOS, in Flourish and Thrive. And so I always tell them like, why don't you tell people how you're providing that experience for them? You're not just selling gemstone jewelry. You're giving them a piece of jewelry that's going to help them somehow, whether that's through a like manifestation or some kind of mystical property, or it's just something that's grounding, something that provides a reminder to them. It provides hope, happiness, you know, freedom. It's giving them something when they wear it. So you want to say that. You want to tell them exactly what they're getting. There are some Flourish and Thrive and SOS jewelry makers that create memorable jewelry. So they'll create something that's engraved, or they'll take like the nose print of your puppy dog or the fingerprint of your baby. Like a lot of these different things that are meant to serve as a reminder, provide that memory of a loved one, of some kind of thing that happened in the past. So you have to talk about that transformative experience. You have to put that emotion into the copy itself and tell them like, hey, remember that time when you had, you know, that moment with your baby, or remember the first laugh she had. You remember the first time she cried and you cried with her. Bring back those memories for them. Hit on those pain points and those struggle points that really put it to the forefront of their mind why this should be important to them, why they're there on your website.
I know that these points might seem elusive, but what Darian's talking about is really like creating a story around that moment or memory and using that like little tidbits of copy to like really rope people in and tug at the heartstrings.
Okay. Ask for clarity, ask questions in the comments, all of that. I have some solid examples here as well that I think are going to generate some like juices flowing up here, get people thinking about what their brand experience can be, what they can put on that homepage. And it can be something that's surface level, and it can be something that's really deep and raw for the business owner and for the customer. It depends on how you want your brand positioned. It depends on how brave you're going to be with your brand, because that's something we talk about too, is how raw, how personal are you willing to get to make that human connection? And I'll say there's no wrong answer either, because we've worked with people who like they're like, oh, I don't have anything interesting to say. I have no life experiences. And I'm just like, can I call BS on that real quick? Because I know you have life experiences. And it might be as simple as, I'm a mom, you're a mom. And we both know what it's like to change that poopy diaper. And we both know the struggle and the happiness that goes with that. So let's talk about it. Or it could be, I lost my job in 2008 and I had to create this jewelry brand in order to keep my family afloat. And it provided fulfillment and freedom and happiness and room to breathe. And like, it can be very, very deep.
But I also think that a lot of people, they just started making jewelry because it was a creative outlet. And so they don't feel like that's a story, but there is a story in there, because like everyone started making jewelry because it's a creative outlet. And then they realized that they were good. And then there's something else that like ties into that. Like, what kept you going, you know, once you started doing it? And like, for me, you know, one of my like origin story pieces is that I had a teacher who said like, oh, you're good at this. And my mom had just died. And so I was just like, now maybe I found my purpose in life is like designing jewelry. And it also might evolve, like your brand will evolve.
Exactly. And especially if you've been doing it for a long time, what keeps you going? Like you said, because it's easy to start sometimes. It's easy to just throw everything in there and be like, okay, great, I did it. But when you're struggling with sales, when you can't get those Facebook ads to work, when you have to wake up in the morning, stay late at night and still work a full-time job, like what is going to keep you moving forward? And a lot of times if people tell me that I don't really have any reason, I just really enjoy doing it, I got to pull it out. We got to dig deeper. Yeah. You like that creative outlet. Okay, why do you like that creative outlet? Nobody's just creative for no reason. You do it because you don't get that fulfillment somewhere else. So you need that creativity in order to spark that passion in you, in order to provide happiness, in order to give you that, you know, maybe that's your little bit of freedom, that little bit of you time. And so let's dig really deep and find that underlying reason that you create and figure out how we can use that to connect with our customers, because we all experience those same emotions. It's just, how can we connect that way?
Yeah. How can we create that connection? I love it. I love it. Awesome. What website platform are you using to create an epic homepage for your website? Tell me about it. I want to know. If you're not using Shopify, I think you might be making a big mistake, especially if you're trying to sell e-commerce. Shopify is the most robust e-commerce platform out there these days, with apps and integrations and things that will grow as your business grows. It really will help you amplify and magnify all of your efforts online and off. So if you're not using Shopify yet, I'd love to invite you to apply or to join, sign up for a free trial. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/Shopify to get your Flourish and Thrive Academy approved free trial with Shopify today and test out the platform to see how much you love it for yourself, because it's going to be awesome. In fact, I used to be a WordPress junkie. All I recommended was WordPress all day, every single day to designers, because it's an open source software and you can really customize things. But what I have to tell you, with the robust integrations that Shopify is capable of, your ability to actually grow your e-commerce business with little cost to you is completely magnified using a platform like Shopify. So head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/Shopify to sign up for your free trial. Okay, what's the next step to this, Darian?
Okay, so once you have that transformative experience, which is really going to be that foundational story for your entire brand, it has to be cohesive absolutely everywhere, not just on your homepage, but
so like in the about page and on the blog page, all the things.
In the email sequence.
Okay, cool.
Yes, it's got to be immediately evident when I read something that you've written what your brand is about. It's got to tie in every step of the way. And so if your brand is all about, you know, freedom, then tie every story you talk about into freedom. Tie every piece in your collection into freedom. Have those images, you know, demonstrate freedom somehow, running through the fields and being carefree and happy, every aspect of it. Now, parts of that is tying it into copy, like I just said. So a few other points that we kind of touched on, and if you saw the little story on Instagram that we posted, I think it was earlier in the week. Yeah. I told you I was going to talk about a few of these different things. So the first one's testimonial, and that one's real easy because you don't have to write it. Your customers wrote it. So yeah. I want to make sure, because this is one of those easy things that people don't think about until you say it and you're like, oh, of course. Put a testimonial on your homepage. Put a testimonial on everything, but don't overwhelm the customer with a kajillion testimonials on a single page.
I also want to talk a little bit about the difference between case studies and testimonials, if you have a minute, but I want you to finish your thought on testimonials first.
That's a really good point. So yeah, let me run through these super fast because there is a big difference. Collect those testimonials. People leave it as like the last priority in the sales process. And just as important as making that money is getting that third party validation that you have proof of what you promised. So make sure you're collecting those. Product link, it's a homepage, right? Because you're like, I've got so many photos of jewelry or whatever I sell. They're clickable. There's the link already. Yeah. But what we want to do is make sure we're mentioning things in the copy as well. People want to be pointed in the direction of something that's going to serve them and connect with them. So mention your most popular, your best-selling item right there in the copy and then link to it and direct them. Say like, hey, you're looking to start something for the first time here. You're looking to try your very first thing on our website. This is the perfect piece for you and here's why. It might be like your, you know, introductory offer, your low-cost thing to get them in the door, and it might be your bestseller. Email sign-up option is another huge thing, and you cannot rely on the box in the footer of your website to collect all of your emails. And please, please, please don't say for updates, give me your email.
No. Yeah, no. Because
nobody wants updates. Our inboxes are full. What we want are things that are going to provide value. So right there in the copy, you can have it in the footer. You can have it as a pop-up. You can have it as a banner. But right there in the copy, provide a reason for them to sign up for your email list. Are you giving them a discount? Are you providing a checklist of some sort that ties into that brand transformation? Again, so if you're all about healing and healing gemstones, give them a checklist of all the gemstones that provide healing for certain ailments, for certain emotional things, whatever it might be. If you have wedding jewelry, provide a list of all the things you're going to need when you are planning your wedding, including that engagement ring that they can buy right there at your site. Or that wedding ring.
You know, we've been doing in the 12-week train your customers to buy from you online intensive that's part of our SOS program. We just had a whole module or a whole week developing quizzes, which I think is such a great way to kind of get people to opt into your list and give them value, because everyone loves a good quiz and everyone's pretty, you know, in a certain sense way, shape, or form, slightly narcissistic and self-involved. And we want to know more about ourselves. And so quizzes are a great way to spike curiosity and get people excited about things. If you use it right, you can also like sell them basically on the back end without them really knowing it, like adding value about what the outcome is and then weaving that back into your brand. It's a really powerful method.
I love quizzes. And we tag quizzes into email sequences all the time when we talk about it. And it makes it really, really easy to get people in the door and provide something of value, like you said, to them. Like, I want to know more about me. So show me a personality quiz that's going to point me to the right gemstone, that's going to point me to the, you know, wedding ring style that's right for my personality type. All of those different things. So those are the four big things right there, is the testimonial, product link, email signup option, and of course that brand transformation. Make sure everything ties into that brand cohesively to tell your customer where they are, the jewelry website, and what they're getting from you emotionally, transformatively, what differentiates your brand, and what they can get from you looking forward. So this can also tie into content as just like a little side note there.
Oh, I love that. I love that. Is right now a good time to talk about the case study thing, or what do you think?
Yes, yes.
Okay, cool. So I want to kind of touch on this, the difference between a testimonial and a case study, because a testimonial is really like a short three-liner thing about someone's experience working with you. Typically, you would ask the customers a bunch of questions and then you'd formulate it together and you'd shrink down what they say, like kind of pull together the best tidbits into a straight one-liner. Here's an example. Like working with Tracy was a piece of cake. I felt no stress at all because she handled everything that I needed to do. And at the end of the day, I was delivered the most amazing engagement ring that beyond what I could even imagine. And my fiance loved it. So that would be like a testimonial. A case study would be something more along the lines of talking about the client's experience. And the reason why I think collecting case studies and testimonials can be really powerful is that people can envision themselves, if they're like that person, working with you. And so I used to do these, and like I love your input too, with my clients, and I would call that my favorite couple series. And I would just interview my customers, like, and I would ask them questions like, how did you meet? Like, how'd you fall in love? When did you know that you wanted to get married and stuff like that? And then what was the decision? What kind of spawned that decision for you to decide to do a custom ring instead of buying something or a commission piece instead of buying something off the rack? Like, these are all questions I would ask. And then it would be something along the lines of like, what was it about working with me that made you feel confident that this was the right choice? What were the favorite parts of the experience? And then I'd probably also ask them something about them recommending it or like what the outcome was. And so that way it's like people, if someone's painting a picture, like, you know, I work with a lot of a lot of millennials, but then also a lot of people who are in their 40s getting married a little bit later or designing jewelry for themselves. And the reasons that they buy from me are different because they're kind of in different age brackets. But the outcome is the same. And so when someone comes to me who is similar to maybe one of those avatars that I work with, they can sort of see themselves inside of the process of working with me. And it makes selling your jewelry really easy because they're reading a story about someone that they can see themselves in as the center of the story. So that's my take on it. What do you think, Darian?
Yeah, I mean, 100%. If you understand your customer, the rest of this is going to be easy because you know the kind of experience that they're looking for. You know the kind of emotions that they're feeling, especially for wedding jewelry. There's a lot of emotion that goes into planning a wedding, right? And so if you can make that connection and you can explain to them that, one, you're going to make this easy for them because planning a wedding is stressful. It's a lot of work. And so you've already done the work. You're experienced, and that's your credibility right there. You know how to make exactly what they need. All they have to do is book a consultation and get started. And two, you want to make sure it's clear that you understand their personality type. So providing those examples or providing an overall, you know, explanation of how you find out their personality type, their style is going to be comforting and reassuring to them. And so you're providing another level of, okay, I know exactly what I'm going to get here. I know this is the right person to work with. This is the jewelry designer I'm going to go with.
100%. That is so, so good, Darian. Is there anything else that we need to think about when we're transforming our homepage and our website to make more sales?
The big thing I want to point out is like, if when you land on like that transformative experience, when you find the statement, like, that's it, that's what I want to express to people, I want you to write it down on a piece of paper, have it blown up into big copy and stick it on your wall. Because a few years from now, a week from now, 5 years from now, you're going to start to evolve as a business. Hopefully by 5 years, you will have evolved as a business. And you want to make sure you are staying focused on that brand transformation and not forgetting what it is and trying to go through all these different shiny avenues on what, oh, they did this. That looks really cool. Oh, that person's really popular. I'm going to do what they do. If you don't stay focused on your particular brand transformation, your particular story, your focus as a business, you're going to lose that essence that makes you different. You're going to lose what your customers come to you for initially. And it's going to start to look like your business is all over the place and customers will get confused and uncomfortable and they will leave.
Exactly. And the last thing that you want to do is confuse people because brand confusion is the worst. And that's like seriously, like one of the things that we focus on SOS so hard is to keep people, get people, when people land on your website, to get them hyper-focused on what it is that you offer and what you deliver. And so traffic is great, but at the end of the day, like if you're not like getting that traffic to actually take the next action, then you've kind of lost the sale anyway. So we got a couple things coming up that I definitely want to mention. Darian is incredibly smart and amazing, and she's helped so many of our students transform not only their copy, but like everything that they do throughout the process of building a jewelry brand and their product-based businesses, et cetera. So if you're interested in working with us in our SOS program, we just closed enrollment, but you can get on the wait list and be one of the first to know when we open that. You can head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/SOS now and jump on our wait list for SOS. No big deal or not. But also, I just also want to remind you that collecting testimonials and also using case studies and stories and all these transformative elements for attracting wholesale clients is really important too. And the one thing I hear over and over again, or there's three things I hear over and over again. Number one, I never heard back from that buyer. And I think there's a really good reason for that. Number two, the store buyer is not responding to me after I ship the order. Should I be worried? And number three, how do I handle X, Y, and Z situation? I want to save the sale and I don't know what to do. And so this wholesale scorecard is going to help you dive deep into your wholesale strategy and help you identify like what it is that you can actually improve in order to grow your business. And then we're also going to be sharing another way that you can learn more about what's actually working now in wholesale. So keep your eyes tuned. All right, guys. Darian, any final words before we jam out?
Yeah. And I have three examples I wrote just for this that I'm going to drop.
I want to hear that. Do you want to tell us real quick? Yeah.
Okay. Because I did, it's hard to understand the concept unless you like see it written out. And so a few of them were inspired by SOSers, so they might recognize their particular theme here. But first one is at Napa Valley Jewelry, you'll experience a slice of California in every piece you wear. So that's very surface level.
Ooh, that's so good.
Yeah, but there's lots of room there to expand for content and dig into what all things California and Napa Valley really are. The second one is Welcome to Healing Gem Design, where each piece is crafted to unblock your energy and bring you healing and happiness.
Ooh, I love that.
And then the last one is my personal favorite, Craving a Little Confidence, slip on one of our badass women inspired jewelry. Each piece tells the story of how one woman took control of her life and created something incredible. Look around. Your story is here too.
Oh my gosh. That is so good. Brand transformation. We talked about so many things today about copy, about opt-ins, about creating stories, testimonials, case studies, all of it. Darian, where can you weave these things? I just want to like ask one more question and then we're going to go. It's not just about doing this on the homepage, right? It's about adding it in other places. Where would you put all these elements?
It should be everywhere, everywhere. So once you figure this out, you have found the very foundation of your entire brand right here. This is your story that you are trying to get across to your customer. So you weave this into your about page and make sure that you have your experiences in there too. And if you don't have an experience, talk about an experience. You have a customer, you have a family member, you have a friend. There is some way that this message has touched your life because you're passionate enough to have built a business around it. Put it in your emails, especially that welcome sequence where they're just getting to know your brand. Tell that story again, reiterate, reword, explain it a little bit further. Point them in the direction of your about page even, where you have that story expanded upon. Tie it into your product descriptions. Every single product that you have on your website needs to tie back into that overall story, brand transformation, brand message right there, because they're wearing a piece of that message on them when they buy your jewelry. So they need it to connect with them. They need it to have some kind of weight to it when they wear it and put it on. It reminds them like, oh, this is my grounding piece. This is the piece that helps me feel confident today, feel like that badass woman that can just take on the world. So I'm going to wear it as my armor and I'm going to go and do the things I want to do.
I love that. That is so good, Darian. Thank you so much for this awesomeness today. And if you're interested in learning more about SOS, get on the wait list at flourishthriveacademy.com/SOS now. Darian, thanks again for being here.
Thank you. Yeah.
Bye, everyone. Have a good one.
Thank you so much for listening to the show today. It was so wonderful having our SOS coach, Darian, on the show. And if you're interested and intrigued to learn more about how you can work with Darian and me and the 20 other SOS coaches that we have that cover things like email marketing and SEO and really building a robust customer lifetime value circuit, which we're going to be talking about next week, then head on over to flourishthriveacademy.com/strategy to apply for SOS and book your free strategy session so we can see if the program is actually right for you. Thanks so much for listening today. This is Tracy Matthews signing off. If you haven't done so yet, please rate and review the show. We would love to hear what you think. Thanks so much. Your 5-star reviews help us really get this podcast in front of more people like you who could use this advice to grow their business. Thanks for listening today. Take care till next time. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. It's my mission to help thousands of creative businesses inside and outside the jewelry space use their creativity to make money. Make sure that you're subscribed to Thrive by Design on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, and wherever podcasts are played. And we'd love to hear what you think. Please rate and review the show. And if you're inspired, please share this with your friends. Cheers to seeing you flourish and thrive.